I wonder what happened to Donna. I was sure she'd be here.
Didn't you read her email?
Oh, which one? She sends about 5 a day.
Yeah, she's quite prolific, isn't she? The one about her husband.
About her husband? No, there's something happened.
Oh, look, the refectory's still open. You got time for a quick cuppa?
Oh, I would, but I came out without my purse. I was in such a hurry this morning.
Well, I think I can manage to pay for 2 cups of tea. Come on.
It looks quite busy in there.
Yeah, there's some big conference going on.
Oh, that's such a shame about Donna's husband. How awful for her.
Not so great for him either.
I really enjoyed the tutorial. Martin's a really good tutor, but I thought there would be more people there.
Well, more than just 4 of us, you mean?
Well, yeah, there were 33 at the online one.
Well, on the forum, some people were saying that they prefer to work on their assignments. You know, rather than waste time at a tutorial listening to, well, the students.
Well, that's just daft. Verbalising helps you to understand things, surely.
Well, I'd have thought so. Actually, I prefer verbalising, or even talking.
Are you being funny?
No, just teasing. Look, I'm serious. I don't find writing things down that easy. I wish we could just tell them what we think. You know, that's one reason why I'm going on this podcasting course next week.
What podcasting course?
Don't you read any of your emails?
I have got a young baby to look after, Neil. I can't spend all day reading emails.
All right. Sorry. It's an online course to do a podcast for the conference.
Oh, yes, the conference. Donna was on about that. You're into that sort of thing, are you?
I might be. Look around you, Katie. These are all at a conference. They look as though they're having a pretty good time, don't you think?
I suppose. But our conference isn't a real conference, is it?
Why not?
Well, it's online, for one thing. You won't be sitting around drinking lattes.
Now who's being daft? It's just the same as an online tutorial. That was a real tutorial, wasn't it?
I suppose so. There were certainly more people there.
Exactly. I thought you said you preferred it.
Well, it was easier to get to. I just had to open my laptop. And although I had a babysitter, I wasn't very far away.
But did you learn anything?
I did, yeah. But I learned something today too. And I suppose this is quite nice as well, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
I mean, just being able to have a cuppa with another student. It wasn't as sociable online. We all just waited for the tutor to speak.
Yeah, it was a bit stilted. Look, I tell you what. Maybe next time we should make a bit of a point of talking to each other. You know, like this, just chatting. Maybe others will join in.
Good idea. We could get there a bit early and invite others. Did you know there's a Facebook page for students in our region?
I don't really do Facebook.
Oh, you should. It's a brilliant way of staying in touch with people.
Okay, I'll try it. But if I do, will you be my friend?
Of course I will. Here, this is my Facebook address. I'll write it down for you.
Donna! Donna!
What now, Ted?
What time's dinner?
In an hour. Now, do you mind if I get on with this? I only just got my last assignment in on time.
But I'm hungry.
Well, why don't you have a biscuit?
Well, can you bring me one up?
Ted, you really ought to be up and about.
I thought you were getting me a cup of tea as well. What am I supposed to dunk it in?
I don't mind making you a cup of tea, Ted. Honest. But the doctor said you should get back to normal as quickly as possible, not lay in bed for a week.
I'm not well, Donna. You heard what he said. I've got an abnormal heart rhythm.
Yes, he did say that. But he also said it is very common and that it's not life-threatening. Ted, you're like this when you get a cold. You just give up. Now, I really think you should get up and shower and take a walk.
But I'm nervous it'll happen again.
But it could happen again lying here, couldn't it? He said that your exercise was good for you. Perhaps you should think about going for a short run.
A short run? You mad woman, I've just had a heart attack.
You didn't have a heart attack. You had an elevated heart rate. What did they call it? SV? SVT.
Well, it certainly felt like a heart attack. Supraventricular tachycardia, that's what they said I had.
You're going to have to go back to work next week. You know that, don't you?
Oh, that's right. You try and kick me out the house. Am I stopping you from playing with that stupid course?
It's nothing to do with me. The doctor hasn't given you a certificate.
I'll go and see my GP. I can't go back to work. Not yet. I don't feel up to it.
Oh, stop being such a baby, Ted. Of course you can.
Well, there were only four of us turned up. I had a cup of tea with one of them afterwards, which was nice.
Let me guess who that was with. Donna?
No, Smarty Pants. Actually, it was Neil. I went for a cup of tea with him afterwards.
Really? What's he like?
He's quite cute, actually.
Do I hear the sound of a romance?
No, you don't. Men and women can be friends, you know, without jumping into bed together.
Really? Not in my experience. If a man buys you a cup of tea, he's after something else.
Well, you'd know. Anyway, I don't think Neil's that way inclined.
I
never said he was gay. He's just a nice guy who happens to be studying the same thing as me. And he was nice enough to buy me a cup of tea afterwards. That's it. End of.
We'll see.
Yes, we will. Now, if you don't mind, I've got to feed Jade. Then I'm going to read a chapter on the changing UK economy.
Sounds riveting.
Actually, Cher, I thought this sort of thing would be really boring. But you know what? I'm starting to get really interested in all this economic stuff. It's really important.
Okay. Happy reading.